You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
For CSN, you see him on TV, you hear him on radio. He's the man. He's the myth. He's the legend. Fresh out of, tell him the city where you're from, Henry.
I'm straight out of Stockton, the 209, and you know that. Man.
You and Dallas you Braden. We were just sitting here in the studio, and Guru said to me, "What's up with Henry?" I said, "I'll call him right now." He said, "No, you won't." I did, and I put you on speaker, and you instantly said, "Let me call you from a better line. I would love to join you. We always appreciate it." Henry, how about that Game 6 last night in OKC after how bad the Warriors were embarrassed in Games 3 and 4 to come out like that and win that game? I know the role players were good, but really to me it came down to the two best players on that team, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
Zach, I was asked at least a dozen times, who do you think is going to win? And I said, I can't give anyone an answer because the only thing I'm doing is speaking from my heart and not from my brain. In my heart, I wanted the Warriors to win. My mind couldn't tell me who was going to win that game. And the main reason why I couldn't predict is because they were blown out twice in OKC. But I'll tell you what, the most unselfish player on the team is Klay Thompson. He never is trying to promote himself. He's never trying to say, look, I can take more shots. He's never upset whether he has 18 points or whether he goes for 40-plus points. He's the most unselfish, soft-spoken, laid-back guy. And you saw last night that he's the second-best shooter in the league. If it's not for Klay Thompson, the Warriors' season is over right now. That's the bottom line. He saved the Warriors' season, and someone's going to have to step up like that tomorrow.
Henry, I'm totally with you. I wish we could have spoke to you when they were down 3-1 as opposed to right now it being even. I told Zach, OKC could leave their bags in Oklahoma. They're not leaving Oakland or the Bay Area tomorrow with the series win. But on top of that, Klay Thompson has always been in the shadows of Steph Curry, and I'm not making any divide. I know Steph is, you know, battling through injuries, Henry, but damn it, it's time we give Klay Thompson credit for always guarding the best player on the other team and having the stamina to be able to do what he does offensively. Last night, do you think that was his coming out party? And I'm saying that, Henry, a guy that was on third team All-NBA, and after last night, some will tell you he should be on the first team All-NBA team.
I don't think it's a coming out party because I think outside the Bay Area, people realize how great of a player he is. He's an all-star. He's a great shooter. He beat Steph in the three-point shootout. This guy is spectacular. He is extremely good. Now, it's not just a coincidence that the Warriors allow, or not allow, but basically they put Draymond Green in the post-game interviews more often than Klay. It's not because Draymond had a better game than Klay. Klay's just a laid-back guy who doesn't want to really, you know, pump up himself. He's a quiet, laid-back chiller. You know, back in the day when you say, that dude's just a chiller right there. He's a cool homeboy who doesn't really want to go all the way out and say a whole bunch of things, and he is who he is. That's what the Warriors are all about. They're all about putting guys in their comfort zone. But you're right. Sometimes you want to tell Klay, go ahead and shoot it more than Steph. And I know that's a scary thing to think about, but just imagine him as the second best shooter in the league, and you say it's okay. It's Klay shooting the ball. It's not Draymond. You know, it's not Harrison Barnes. It's not Andre Iguodala. It's the second best player in the game, or second best shooter in the game, shooting that three ball. And there were some moments yesterday, fellas, that I cringed. I'm like, Klay, what are you? Oh, he made it.
Yes,
let
sir.
Let him go. And that's what you have to do. You got to stick with the hot hand. Warriors, that was probably one of the best games I've ever seen.
Wow, Henry.
CSN. One of the best games I've ever seen, man.
No doubt. CSN Bay Area anchor, Raiders postgame live host, Warriors reporter. You love him. I love him. Henry Wooford. Follow him on Twitter at Henry Wooford CSN. Kind enough to join us, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game. And if you're out of line, he will tell you to drink a tall glass of Shut the Hell Up.
Classic.
Henry, bear with me now. Guru's a little weird. I'm a little weird. And the part of sports that I love the most is not saying, oh, he went 3-for-4 with 2 home runs and 6 RBIs. Or this guy went 12-of-15 from the floor, and he had a great game, and he had a triple-double. That part is, I mean, anybody can talk about that and analyze that. The part that I love the most is the unexplainable. And for me, with OKC, having 2 of the top 5 best players in the NBA, there has got to be something about them having never won a championship that factors into the fact that they are facing elimination in Oakland. Do you think that experience or having not gotten to that point has played into at all the fact that the Warriors might be one of the few teams that get over the mountaintop?
No, and I'll tell you why. I think everyone panicked a little bit too early who thought the series was over at 3-1. The Warriors were the ones who said, look, the only thing we have to do is win one game in OKC and everything's back to normal. The problem is they didn't win games 3 or 4, and people just assume when you're down 3-1, it's over. Maybe for the average team. I get it. It's only happened 9 times in the history of the NBA. But who are they playing against? They're playing against a team that won 73 regular season games. Right then and there, you say, look, they're not going to win game 5. I'm talking about OKC. You knew the Warriors weren't going to bow out like that. Game 6, that's the test. And for the OKC Thunder to think they were going to blow out the Warriors, I don't even think they felt that way. But I'll tell you one thing that irked the Warriors. When the ESPN reporter asked, you know, do you think Steph Curry is an underrated defender?
Speak on it,
Henry. You got guys up there giggling, all right? You got guys up there giggling. I'll tell you what. They would have never giggled at anyone else that's a 2-time MVP. Back-to-back MVP. They would have never done that. It's that clean image that Steph Curry has, and it's so clean at times you would think the guy can walk on water. You know what I mean? But that's not to blame Steph for that. Hate the media for what you want to hate them for. But she asked a legitimate question. Is he underrated? She didn't say, is he a great defender? When Russell Westbrook is up there giggling and stuff, all right, guess who's going to have his back when they're playing defense? Bogut's going to have his back. Iguodala's going to say, you want to come laugh? Come laugh at me. I'm on you now. They encouraged the Warriors. They sparked the Warriors. That laughter was something that was like, you're laughing at the defending champions. You're laughing at a 2-time MVP. Let's go get them. Let's go make them shut up. And that's what they did. You got to be careful with what you say in press conferences. You got to be careful with what you do on the court. You don't want to light a fire. You don't want to awake that monster or sleeping bear that's hibernating. They did that. I can't believe OKC was handling themselves that way during a press conference. They should have known you don't do it. And they did it.
Oh, Henry, I know I'm long-winded. I got so many questions, but I'm going to be like a DVR and rewind till Draymond Green and the whole knee gate when that thing was going down in regard to him possibly getting suspended. But, Henry, you know what I learned? Not only the media, people are so fickle right here. I mean, you love Draymond Green because he's demonstrative. He brings that passion. And then people just flipped on him and said, you know what? He's doing too damn much. I don't like it. Where do you stand on Draymond Green and him not getting suspended? And I felt like he shouldn't change a bit. Where do you come out on that?
Well, I'll tell you this, Guru. I agree with you and Zachariah on about 90% of the things, even though you guys constantly butt heads too. I agree with one or the other on 90% of the things. But this is what I think Draymond Green needs to be very careful with. It's one thing to have emotion. It's one thing to be the energizer. But you don't want your emotions to take over to where you're teammates feel uncomfortable. And I think there are times when the Warriors are walking down the court, okay, it was a bad call, let's keep playing, and there's Draymond still arguing with the ref. Now, they don't want to say, hey, Draymond, be quiet, come on, because Draymond actually energizes them, and they don't want any friction on the court. But I'll tell you this, if Draymond was this emotional with the Sacramento Kings or any other team that's had some tough luck as of late, they would say he's more like DeMarcus Cousins. They wouldn't say, oh, look at this great player who's just arguing and he's bringing energy to his team. They say, no, you're hurting the team. You know why they say that? Because the team's losing. The Draymond needs to remember he's on a great team, and it's great to be emotional, but when things are not going to go your way all the time, and the more you complain, the more the ref is going to keep an eye on you. And I think he's learning it the hard way. Did he kick Adams between the legs intentionally? Hell no. Absolutely not. But when you have a reputation of being, hey, sometimes this guy can lose control, go talk to DeMarcus Cousins. Go talk to Ron Artest. Go talk to some of these guys like Dennis Rodman. How many times were they given the benefit of the doubt, whether they were on a losing team or a winning team? None of the time. You know why? Because they have the reputation. Would Steph Curry have been teed up for fouling someone like that? Absolutely not. Why? Because he has a reputation. Draymond just needs to take a step back and chill, man. I mean, because eventually it could really, really hurt the team. If they get by, and I do expect them to get by the Thunder, believe me, they're still looking at Draymond with a magnifying glass. They're watching every single move. He cannot lose his composure like that. That's one of the strengths of the Golden State Warriors. They're composed. When they're down 2-1 to the Cavs in the finals, they're composed. When they're down 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals, they're composed. So you can't have a guy losing it. Otherwise, what this team is all about is flushed right down the drain.
That's why I love you, Henry.
Man, that was special.
What a great point. If DeMarcus Cousins was on this team, nobody would be talking about him as a malcontent or a guy that's a problem or a locker room cancer. It's about your success outside of it. And Draymond has some of those same tendencies. A CSN Bay Area anchor, Raiders postgame live host, Warriors reporter. Follow him on Twitter, at Henry Wooford, CSN. We'll let you go right now, Henry, but I can't let you go without giving – just give me a random fighting fact. We know that you boxed out there in Stockton.
Stockton is no joke.
You'd be one of the first guys. If I was in an alley fight, Henry would be one of the first guys that I called. He boxed literally not for profession. He boxed for fun and to whoop you up. So give us something in the boxing world, Henry. What do you got for us? Who's fighting who?
Not McGregor and Mayweather.
Yeah, is Floyd gonna fight McGregor?
Yeah,
what's going
come
on,
out
Henry?
On that, Henry?
Let me tell you. Okay. This. After Nate Diaz put a whooping on McGregor, the last thing he wants to do is get in a fight with somebody with quick hands like Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Fact.
Because if McGregor can't kick, man, he's sure in the hell going to get knocked out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, McGregor is a great guy with distance and range, but it's that long length with his legs that help him out. I mean, you get caught slipping and you don't realize he's about to roundhouse kick you, you're going to go to sleep. But if you say, McGregor, you can't kick anyone, and you got to go fight Floyd Mayweather. Man, I've seen Floyd. You know, I lived in Grand Rapids for 3 years when I worked out there.
My
the
father's first
Floyd,
city, Henry. My father's first city ever from the Netherlands.
Is that right?
Yes, that's where he boated into, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Absolutely, man. They do have a huge, huge boxing fan base out there. But when Floyd would come back and train, I used to see him spar guys at least 20 to 25 pounds heavier than him. If he got McGregor down to his size, which is very small, he would annihilate that fool, man. I mean, they would send him back on a stretcher and say, never fight anyone else again. It's so weird how Floyd Mayweather is undefeated and he still doesn't get props. When you look at the guys he boxed, it's just a sensational list. And you know what they were talking about, Guru? You know what they were talking about?
Zach, I'm listening.
Only a few months ago. Can he beat Ronda Rousey? I mean, just stuff like that just make your head hurt. Like, dude, that's just disrespectful.
Hey, Henry, real quick.
Stop
I know we got to go.
Know?
Henry, is Ronda ever stepping back in the ring?
Not against a true boxer.
Wow.
Not against a true boxer. She'd get her ass served up like a bowl of tricks. I mean, you already know that. She cannot. She is a dominant, dominant fighter when she was in control. But what did we just talk about with the Warriors? Composure. Believe me, I've been cracked in the jaw several times. One thing I'm not going to do is just go wild and crazy. That's part of the fight. That's like you playing defense or playing one-on-one and you get irritated that you got scored on. That's part of the battle. And a lot of people will go crazy and lose it while other people say, I actually like the taste of blood in my mouth. Wow, that's not too bad after all. Let's keep fighting, you know? So she couldn't handle it.
Wow.
When she was getting served up, she lost everything. And that's when the fight just begins. That's not, hey, you know what, you're losing. That's, wow, this is a fight. That's why they call it a fight. They don't say, let's take turns punching each other. They call it a fight.
Wow.
And Ronda Rousey didn't know what to do. And I'm not just saying it for myself. I've talked to several MMA guys. I've talked to several boxers about this. She panicked when she got punched. She realized that woman wasn't going to go down. Holly Holm said, you're not going to throw me down. Oh, by the way, you want to sock me? I'm going to sock you back. That's when the fight begins, and she plummeted in that situation.
Sock me in, I'll sock you back. Hen Dog Millionaire, you know him as Henry Wolford. See him on TV. The spectacles are fantastic.
Thanks, Henry.
We always appreciate him jumping on. We literally called him in a commercial break, and he is such a good, down-to-earth dude that he said, let me call you from a better
voice of God.
Landline. We appreciate it, Henry. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
There's only two guys I would have done that for on 95.7 The Game, and I'm talking to them right now.
Boom!
Anybody else, I would have told them to do you a favor.
Boom! Hey, make that a drop. Yeah, cut that up, Aaron. Cut that up. We're dropping that.
He said,
thank
do
you,
me
Henry.
A favor. Take it easy.
Enjoy the holiday.
All right, you guys be safe. Good hollering at y'all, man.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.